You're going to see a lot of a gritty Philly point guard going to get his teammates involved first and can score when things, you know, get to that point. At first, you know, we got a lot of talent around us coming back, you know, for next year's squad. And, you know, I'm going to be looking forward to getting these guys shots, but I know there's going to be times where, you know, it's going to depend on me to kind of, you know, score and kind of get the team over the hump for those type of games. And, you know, I'm all for that and ready for that role.
Come on, everybody. You're in the zone.
In the zone.
The Zone with Jason Anderson. Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
Oh, it's floppy.
You got that one. All right. Well, I will manage that one the rest of the show.
Well, I'll hold it like this. How about that?
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now,
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right. We have a letter of inquiry. Okay. Who would you like to talk to?
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I thought we were flush.
Hi, it's a Friday edition of The Zone. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Jason Anderson with you, heading up until 6 o'clock, 3 hours on this rainy, what is turning colder weather here in the area. Hopefully the last little cold surge before we get into the consistent, really nice weather. We've got you for 3 hours, hopefully making your afternoon just a little bit more enjoyable. Certainly the first hour is Andy Sweeney's hanging out with us until 4 o'clock. Magic Mike will be here all 3 hours, so that'll make up for the fun in the first hour with Andy. But then we will bring in Dave Skull, Big Biscuit, to make up for Mike still being around. That should be fun as well for Sports or Leisure.
Wow, double dose.
In your face, Mike.
Dave Skull, there you go.
Right out of the gates, right, Magic? Am I right? We all love Magic Mike, that's for sure. Dave Skull, let's play two. Double duty for him today. So he will be hanging out Sports or Leisure. He's a trivia man. You know
let's
that.
Let's play two.
That's his,
jerk or no jerk.
You like
let's
to say,
play two.
You like to say musty references.
Is it musty or is it good? Maybe it's just a very good reference.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, I think that's got to be musty, right? I mean.
Well, it is baseball, so the answer is yes.
Okay. I mean.
Boy, derailing the show at 3:03. I apologize.
Right out of the gate.
Good
thank
afternoon.
You. All right. We'll call Dave Ernie from now on. We'll just say, what's up, Ernie? Only on days that he's got to be in the Diener show and then in the zone in the afternoon.
He looks like an Ernie.
It's a morning afternoon doubleheader for Dave. Not a twilight, not a afternoon night doubleheader.
Hope he saved the bullpen.
We did not. Our bullpen sucks, let's be honest with you. Sports of Leisure after Full Court Press, that comes up at 4 o'clock. So tons of stuff to get into today. E.J. Montgomery putting his name into the NBA draft, saying if he is a first-round draft pick, he will stay in the NBA draft. So E.J. Montgomery will be back next year for Kentucky, and then you look at some of the other player moves, and Kerry Blackshear is still out there. We'll see about Nick Richardson, or Nick Richards, either one. Who is Nick Richardson?
Pooh Richardson's son.
That's exactly
there
right.
There it is.
That's right.
Got the FBI on the mind
yeah,
today.
You do. It's exactly right. Book Richardson.
Book Richardson.
Nick Richardson.
Who's
and Pooh Book Richardson?
Richardson. Was that the NBA player?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just guessing because you typically will have the names. If you say a name, Andy's going
to
know it.
I think that's the nickname they gave to Trent after he was a bust.
Pooh? Could be. Although he did have, a few touchdowns in the AAF?
Yeah, Pooh Richardson was the NBA player. That's what
told
I thought.
You.
There
I
you
knew
go.
You would know who it was. So we will we'll talk a little bit about that. There really isn't much to dive into and break down because we've been doing it so much with this Kentucky roster. As Tyler Hero and Keldon Johnson keep their name in the draft, E.J. Montgomery entering the draft, Nick Richards, he's got two more days. And I don't know if he's going to put his name in the NBA draft or not. If he doesn't, let's just do this real quick just to get your thoughts on it. Will we hear from Nick Richards? Let's just say this. If he doesn't put his name in the draft, will we hear him say, I'm coming back? Or will the day just come and go the 21st and it will be, oh, I guess Nick Richards is staying around?
Well, I've already been 0-for-1. So this morning, Round Daddy text me, James Strebel, Big Daddy, Round Daddy, James Strebel. And he was right. Like, hey, I'm kind of worried because none of these guys are saying anything. And at some point, there's some sort of feedback somewhere that you're coming back.
Right?
There's an announcement. And I go, I just think it's a four foregone conclusion that these two guys can't go pro. The only thing you would hear is unhappiness and going to transfer. And yeah. usually that is something that is leaked to where there are rumors. There are, like, Quad A Green wasn't shocking because there were Quad A Green rumors. Yeah, there were, and there was an expectation that he played some, but there were rumors. Right now, the unhappiness, like Locke always says this, that Nick Richards,
Green.
There it is, should transfer. And it's not the merits of if he should, but there's no scuttle that there's this level of unhappiness. So I'm going to say the day is just going to come and go.
So we don't hear
and Nick Richards is back next okay. season. That's my guess, but I'm 0-1 because I'm like, why would EJ Montgomery do that? And then you know, 3 hours later, he's exploring the NBA.
I would say if the days come and go, I don't know that that necessarily means he'll be back next year, just that he's not going to explore the NBA waters.
That's true. Like, he's not going to, is he?
I mean,
come on, what are we doing here?
EJ Montgomery is not going to be a first-round draft pick, but he's going to put his name in the draft to see what he has to work on. Like, the entire talk last year was Quade Green was going to transfer.
I'll go with Quade Green.
Thank you, sir. And
they could have used him, you know, in the NCAA tournament. That one game.
Yes.
No doubt he would have come in and knocked down one shot.
Well,
no doubt about it.
I think they could have used Jamal Baker just a few more minutes to see if he could foul another three-point shooter.
I think the player that I'm going to definitely be looking for is Wenyen Gabriel, just because
Gabriel's not on the team anymore.
I got
I'll go with Quade Green.
Intern Green's killing me. He's on Twitter giving takes about Louisville City FC.
He's a soccer fan.
Yeah, but what are you doing?
He's a sucker. He's a footy.
Why is he even getting into that on Twitter? Just get out of here.
I hope people aren't. I mean, this is off the rails. Off the subject, or off topic. But I hope people aren't getting excited or their hopes up about the MLS expanding to 30.
Well, no, they're not.
What's up, Big Daddy?
No, they're not. He's just engaging people in the same conversation that's happened like 5 times. It's like, we've been through this.
Well, you know, I'd love to get it. Yeah, 10 years ago, you should have probably got on the train. But it's past. It's gone. The other cities have got on the train. Regardless, I think because we heard from Quickly saying he was good. Really, Hagen's returning, I think, was the first one we heard.
A tone setter.
But the fact that Quickly made a statement or released something that said, that's right.
Sorry.
No pun intended. That he said, I'm coming back. That would lead me to believe that the only person that hasn't said one way or another is Nick Richards. EJ Montgomery, I'm going to test the waters. Hero testing, Keldon testing, PJ Washington, gone. Reed Travis doesn't have to make a statement. Hagans, I'm returning. Quickly, I'm returning. The only one there is Nick Richards and Brad Calipari. But really, it's Nick Richards is the only one we haven't heard from yet. So I would guess that we would hear one way or another that Richards would send out a press release or an Instagram or something.
Yo, I'm coming back.
That's right. I'm going to be back again. I'm going to be called Junior Nick Richards, and I'm very excited about that. Or it's a, I'm going to test the NBA waters. I would say, and maybe this is, you know, just popped in my head right now, but if nothing comes out, if he doesn't release anything on Instagram, I'm coming back or I'm testing the NBA waters, is that an ominous sign of maybe Nick Richards might be, you know, looking to go elsewhere, just simply not returning in some way, shape, or form?
To me, something like that, there are murmurings and rumors and, I don't want to say message board Twitter stuff, but there is a feel of unhappiness there. And I kind of feel like we don't know if Nick Richards is unhappy with his role. Would he love to have the role of being the star of the team?
Yeah.
Maybe. But some guys are fine with being a four-year player. I mean, for the most part, until the end, Marcus
Lee.
I don't think
he's fine with being a four-year. He was going to be a one-and-done. And then he came back this year, and a lot of the discussion around him was, this is his last year regardless.
Are you pushing me into a negative take?
No,
because the take
not.
Is, I don't care. Nick Richards, he's earned exactly what he's got.
I don't disagree.
In my opinion.
I don't disagree with you at all, although he would be a big addition for them next year, okay? The bodies, he's got a 7'5 wingspan. He can protect the rim. The big criticism of Cal was the fact that Reed Travis played so many minutes, and Nick Richards did not, and they couldn't stop the guys from scoring at the rim for Auburn because they didn't have a rim protector. At least Nick Richards is that. And if EJ Montgomery is going to get a first-round grade and say he's going to stay, well, then you darn sure better return Nick Richards, and then you'd better go get Kerry Blackshear. At that point, like, I expected EJ Montgomery to be back, to return, and I just didn't know. I was 50-50, just in the dark on Nick Richards. So, but it would be impactful for him to stay. It would be huge for Kentucky to get him back. Not that he will be PJ Washington or he will be Reed Travis, but huge from a standpoint that you have that guy coming off the bench. That let's be honest, how many teams across the country would Nick Richards start for? Whether he's a phenomenal player or not, you put 6'11", 240 with 7'5".
At least 10.
I'm talking about Power Five. I think I agree with Magic.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well,
dude?
I mean, if we go into deep Power Five, so if I get Georgia Tech and I get Missouri,
maybe Rutgers.
And I get, you
Rutgers
know,
is a definite maybe.
You guys are nuts, man. You guys are nuts. If you think
I think he would start.
You guys are crazy.
Well, I mean, he started games for Kentucky, which is a checkmate.
The man doesn't
that it's Kentucky.
Have hands. He has bricks.
The man has a 7'5 wingspan and blocks everything near the rim.
He's
the,
a volleyball see, player trying to play basketball.
Jason's making me be negative about Nick Richards. Not going to crush him. Do something.
Who do you
How about
think
that?
Plays for other teams, man?
Played 8 minutes against Auburn.
What
0 points.
People that can actually hold a basketball.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Teams don't have Shaq. Giannis ain't playing everywhere. What are you guys talking about? You guys are high right now.
Well, tomorrow is the season.
Tis the season. Is that tomorrow? Shocker that Magic just knew that right then. Tomorrow. What time about roughly tomorrow? Magic, what time roughly tomorrow are you thinking?
All day, every day.
I mean, could you all day, every day?
Nick Richards will start for Virginia.
Oh, if Locke heard that, he had a heart attack right now.
Nick Richards would start for Virginia.
He just drove off the road if Locke heard that about Nick Richards.
They lost everybody. Yes.
Yes, right now, if all the guys go pro.
Exactly. Who would you rather have on your team?
Jay Huff or Nick Richards?
Who would you rather have on your team, Jack Salt or Nick Richards?
Now,
what a terrible question.
Don't make us choose against white basketball players.
Because
what
it's absurd.
Are you doing?
Because how many games did Jack Salt start this year?
I just
all of them but like 10?
Too many is the answer.
I just think that's the point.
They won a national championship, and that guy started 27 games, and you're acting like Nick Richards wouldn't be a starter
Nick
for
Richards
a lot of different teams.
He would start for St. John's.
St. James, you mean. Mike Anderson said St.
No,
James today. No, he said St. James.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, we got to find that audio, Magic. Mike Anderson said, well, you got the wrong brother. It's like, which brother am I? Is it St. John or St. James? I can't remember. Who's the older one? I think I'm at the older one. Is it St. James, the older one? Yeah, that's right. I'm at the older school. It's St. James. You're at St. John. Ah, everybody loves St. John.
Oh, my goodness. Now I need to kind of go through every Power 5 team.
I'm telling you guys, man.
He would start for some. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying he would start for every Power 5 team, obviously.
My point is this, that I think that.
Start for Florida State right now.
He is settled down. That he is so neat. Cal keeps selling me that there's something there that we have not seen. And I don't know if Cal has seen it or he just has this belief. The problem is, as the games get more important, he plays less and less, it seems. And it's 2 years in a row.
Absolutely.
And EJ took his minutes.
EJ started starting
in front of him. My thing is, boy, you know, Mike Pratt was talking today about how he's just not so sure, you know, it's come out that Kentucky hasn't reached out. Kyle Tucker had that to Kerry Blackshear. Mike Pratt's like, I don't know how much interest is there. And it's like, if you aren't going after Kerry Blackshear because of a guy like Nick Richards, my God. And so that's what's in my mind.
By the way,
of course he would start.
Chris Kumaji starts for Florida State.
Is that the tall guy?
That's the 7'4 guy that does nothing.
Oh, come on. I will take the 7'4 guy at Florida State.
He does nothing. You're talking about, Nick Richards can't catch the ball.
Yeah, but the guy's 7'5. That's cool, though.
Well, you can't have Christ until Sunday, so right now. you got a couple days to wait before Christ is available to you, Andy. So now you're stuck. You have to have Nick Richards for a couple more days, okay? Come holler at me Sunday, and then Christ is available.
He's not as good as DeLaurier, right? I'm thinking of...
He's not as good as St. James.
The Duke guy. Is it DeLaurier?
Javon DeLaurier.
Yeah. He's not as good as him, is he?
I'll take Nick Richards.
Maybe put that up. Who would you rather have? Nick Richards or I can't even remember his first name.
Nick Richards or Malik Williams?
Take Malik Williams 100 times.
Yeah, because Malik Williams is a good defender, too. So that's somebody I would take.
He's made a jump shot. Like I say, he's like Malik
Nick Richards has made jump shots in his life. Texas says Salt over Richards. You guys are nuts.
Put that up. Nick
Jack
Richards
Salt
or Jack
big
Salt?
Stiff man. Are you kidding me?
Jack Salt's
you guys
pretty
are
bad.
Crazy
Jack
if
Salt's
you would
pretty
say
bad.
Jack Salt over Nick Ritz. I feel good. If I'm on this ledge alone, great. My team's on the floor. I'm Hoosiers. I like my team. My team's on the floor, and I got Nick Richards out there starting. You got Jack Salt. I feel good about that.
The problem
that.
Is I'm looking through and trying to remember, like, who's the big guy for Iowa State and Baylor? I have no idea.
No, Nick Richards is Baylor. Like, Nick Richards Dude, is Nick every Richards, Baylor player
Nick,
ever.
Nick Richards is Baylor.
That's a good, you know, if you think of Baylor, it's Nick Richards. He didn't even play at Baylor. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. All right. Now,
boy,
how did we
Nick
get on this,
Richards,
this
delete. That could not have been what's on your sheet to talk about for 13 minutes.
Argue over Nick Richards right
argue
there, right at the top.
Nick
argue
Richards, Jack
how many,
Salt.
How many games would Nick Richards start for, and would he start over Jack Salt? All right. Well, he would start for my team. I know that. Start for Kansas.
Yeah, they just, well, they just,
Azubuki.
Okay.
Azubuki
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Sylvia D'Souza was starting for him.
Look, how many things had to happen for him to start at Kansas. But yes, if all of those just calamities
saying.
Happened,
just
he would
saying.
Start for Kansas.
Just
yes.
saying. That's a pretty big school.
But also, you feel like you need him to be a four-year guy, but you do feel like this is, and you've talked about this, and we don't have to get in, this is a musty topic, but there's this, you know, year, 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
If you don't accept that role, and Derek right. Willis and some of these other guys, and we talked on the Midday Rush, maybe you need to be a local kid, because the
Seems
local
be
kids, you know, that stuck with it are guys that had a love or a tie or in-state kids
in-state
here in Kentucky.
Kids.
Yeah, and so if you accept that role, Nick Richards could be like one of these cool players in the Cal era, but so many of them don't do that. To think he would, I guess, would be stupid. But again, there's no rumors or murmurings that he's upset with anything.
Agreed.
And,
yeah,
and that's what makes me not say it's not. It would be a little bit more of a surprise because we had the Quad A Green nonsense.
And so I would say, and this to wrap up the Nick Richards conversation.
I'll go with Quade Green.
Clearly better than Jack Salt. To wrap up this conversation, it is a year ago at this time, the feeling was Richards will return, but this is his last year no matter what. As the season went on, I will say I heard less and less of that. I heard less and less of, well, he may be back. And then the whole girlfriend talk, like, I mean, I don't buy into the whole he's got a girlfriend, so therefore he's not going to go.
But isn't that
money.
A college town thing, a take to have?
Yes.
That because of his relationship.
He's going to get an internship in New York with some big firm. Well, he's got his girlfriend who's a tri-delt, so he may not take that. He wants to stay around there somewhere and hang out with her.
Like, oh, okay, cool.
How many times did you guys have that conversation in college? You, not Magic. I don't think Magic had that conversation. I was looking at you.
Is there a Magic the Gathering card that's a tri-delt?
Well, he's got that tri-delt. He doesn't want to leave that card behind and go hang out in Wall Street for a little bit.
Here is the latest Magic. He was in a conversation with someone called A. Lundell, the token artist, who said, Arlen was actually the one who sparked me doing MTG fan art, heart emoji, and I'm so happy she's back. To which Magic said, that comic where she threatens the Cathar has made me smile so many times. Thank you for it. She's my favorite, even if Ral, Koth, and Ajani like to vie for the spot.
You're going to just making all those names are made up. Every single one of those names are made
all
up.
All names are made up.
Bless you, Magic. Bless you and whatever you are doing outside of the office. It is just amazing. The life he lives away from here, is he the most different life that is lived outside of the office than anybody else?
Well, I mean, Locke's...
But Locke is domesticated.
Yeah.
Locke's got the kids and the wife. He watches things on DVR. Magic leaves here and turns into a completely different person.
I feel like he takes off. I feel like he's Men in Black.
He
takes
unzips
off. He unzips and just an entire new body comes out.
Egg of your skin is hanging off your bones. Like, that's magic. He walks out and unzips the magic skin and turns into another man. Just chameleon-like, joins a completely different
group.
That's
why he got confused, because the other Magic is a Saints fan. And so him converting to the Saints, you know.
My other skin is a Saints fan.
Why would a Bengals fan pick just now to be mad at the Bengals?
That's right.
They've always been the Bengals. That's
my secret, Andy. I've always been mad at the Bengals.
But why is Andy Dalton the one that's like, I'm finally done. It's Andy Dalton. Like,
because there have been two ginger quarterbacks in the league in the last 30 years, and the Bengals drafted both of them, and
they've
been mediocre.
But
they do have the orange colors.
But
so
his
maybe
body's got switched because this Magic got converted to the Saints, and like, yeah, you know, was his other body.
That's right. So this is the conversation I planned on having and talking about here. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Texter says, salt all up on the rim. Lock.
Yep. Well, we may have the sound in there.
Is that actually Locke's number, by the way? I want to see if that's Locke texting in. Although
you may need to look for this sound, but me and Coop went into the Virginia locker room. Me and Coop did. And I asked Jack Salt if he had a nickname, and he was confused as all hell. And I said, and I may have said to him, was it the Big Margarita? And I couldn't remember. Of course, Locke doesn't answer his phone. So me and Cooper texting, we're calling, hey, what'd you call Salt? And he doesn't answer. That may be there. That would have been a couple, maybe what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Was it 3 weeks ago? So there you go.
It is not Locke's number, so it is just somebody that's saying that's what Locke would say.
I mean, you think he's listening?
Well, no, he's not listening. Plus, I think he would have probably texted us, you know, me, the one-finger salute. If I say Jack Salt, I'd rather have Nick Richards.
VSiN Radio's on right now. Mark Packer's
good
on.
Point.
He's talking odds, overs, and unders. Who's going to win?
I'll take the over. I don't know who's playing, but I'll take the over. Andy got burned
on the
over.
Do they call you the Big Margarita? Because your last name's Saul. Do you know of a nickname that's like that?
I never heard of that one.
Never heard? Okay, we're going to find out what this nickname is, because he's been telling us there's a nickname.
I'm not on social media, so I don't.
Probably a good thing. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Awesome.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard that before. The Big Margarita.
He's heard that at least once before.
Yeah. No, he's not. I don't think he's ever heard that before.
He has.
Okay, so the ruling comes down with the Will Wade and Sean Miller question that the prosecutors were trying to block their testifying in this court, testimony in the court. And the defense, Christian Dawkins' defense, wanted Will Wade and Sean Miller to be up on the witness stand to say, look, we aren't just doing this and... you know, scamming the schools. Like, we're not doing this and the schools are the victims. Like, we're working directly with these coaches. The head coaches know about what's going on. The assistant coaches know about what's going on.
It's systematic.
This is a widely held secret that is a bad secret that everybody knows about. It's just that it doesn't get into the public purview. And also, the coaches that know about it and don't participate in it, they also don't talk. They text Fran Fraschilla. That's what they do to get their word out that they're so mad and upset about what's going on. I'm so mad. Oh, I can't wait to text one of these reporters to let them know how mad I am, and I'm hoping this whole thing turns out the way that it's going to turn out. So they do not have to testify. And so that certainly changes, I think, the interest of the trial next month, or excuse me, next week. Because there was a thought, just by reading others, you know, descriptions and breakdown of what the trial could be and which way the judge was going to rule, that these coaches would be compelled to testify because...
Oh, sure. It was a worry, right?
This case was different than the past case. And ultimately, the judge rules that these coaches' testimony does not have anything to do with Christian Dawkins working with assistant coaches and the bribing of assistant coaches to then lead those assistant coaches to, you know, funnel players to certain money managers and certain firms to go through that can help them out, whether it's agency or someone to be their, you know, financial consultant. That has nothing to do with the other. But there was a thought that the judge would allow it in this case to show or to, with the defense, what they were trying to show, that it is more widespread, that Christian Dawkins doing this was not just simply this is the only thing that was going on. This was full on the way that college basketball recruiting worked. And just like the first trial, the judge is essentially not going to allow the NCAA to be put on trial, is only allowing Christian Dawkins and whoever his co-defendant is to be put on trial. So that essentially means we're going to hear from the defense. We're going to hear them present different things in the courtroom, and it'll be reported, but they won't be compelled to testify. And along with that, the wiretap will not be played.
I mean, it's an overall win for these guys.
It's a huge win. Like, Will Wade, it's a if his strategy was with his new counsel, that was Sean Miller's and Bruce Pearl's lawyer, because Will Wade was not meeting with LSU. He gets new counsel less than 2 weeks ago. He goes and meets with LSU last Friday. What, a week ago? They reinstate him on Sunday right before Game of Thrones starts. It was an interesting way that that timing matched up.
Overrated episode. Continue.
All right. And so...
Agreed.
Thank you.
Very good. I give it a 4.5 out of 5. I give it 3 popcorns.
I'll settle down.
I don't know. You guys break those things down. I'll watch it for entertainment, okay? And so I was, you know what? I didn't even care about the Game of Thrones. At that point, I was already on cloud nine. Tiger had
you know
won.
What? I
Life
was you know what?
Point.
I was too.
I didn't even care about Game of Thrones. Life was good. Tiger won. All was right in the world.
I was looking for like post round analysis somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me
I just
a post game show.
Where's Dan Wetzel's column?
Get in there, Mark Ennis. Do a post game show.
Wetzel, where's your column at? Come on, man. I know you got something cool that's going to make everybody cry or think. One of the two. That's what he does. He's at Yahoo. So they rule in favor of the prosecution. These guys will not testify, and their wiretaps will not be played. A couple of things, though. If that's the case, if the wiretaps won't be played for Will Wade and Sean Miller, the first part is from Wade and Miller's part of it. The other one is a Louisville connection. Will Wade, getting the new counsel, meets with LSU last Friday, reinstated on Sunday. Now, we talked about a couple of things. One, contractually, he was obligated to eventually meet with them, or he could be fired for cause, wouldn't get a dime. So he was going to have to eventually meet with them. Second part is, by meeting his contractual obligations, and as they put in the written statement, absent of actual evidence, we have reinstated him because we don't have anything to fire him right now without paying him his buyout. So there is nothing substantial we can go off of other than Pete Thamel and Yahoo's and Pat Forty's and Dan Wetzel's reporting about the transcript of a wiretap saying a strong-ass offer. We don't have access to this wiretap. So right now, absent actual evidence, we cannot fire him. He met his contractual obligations. And so to me, it was LSU playing by the letter of the contract until they got evidence to fire him. And it was Will Wade with his lawyer meeting with them and saying, here's the strategy, man. We go there, we deny, and if the prosecution wins and you don't have to testify, and
doesn't
that,
matter.
You're
yeah.
good.
I heard you talk
you're
about
good.
That a couple days
there
ago.
There will not
right.
be actual evidence that they could fire you on, and you're good to go. And if that was the strategy that Will Wade, or maybe Will Wade was trying to wait it out and see if he was going to even be compelled to testify anyway before he met with LSU and the NCAA. I guess that's sort of the, I guess what, now that I'm thinking about it, kind of a surprising point is if he waited one more week, he would know for a fact if he had to testify. Then he could walk right into Joe Oliva's office and go, didn't do anything. I deny everything. You got to reinstate me. Here's my contract. Here's why you got to reinstate me. Unless you can provide facts to show, evidence to show that I did something wrong. What I was talking about was LSU was a fantastic opportunity. It's a strong-ass offer for him to come here. Oh, that guy? Well, that was just a part of him wanting to come to games. His mom was going to get some tickets to games. Like, you can make up almost anything and say, present the evidence to prove that I'm lying. Oh, you can't. And so they reinstate him. The part that's the Louisville connection is, If Will Wade's wiretap is not going to be played and Sean Miller's wiretap will not be played, then you have to assume that Jordan Fair's wiretap would not be played, right? Because Jordan Fair was not being bribed to then pay off or funnel recruits. Jordan Fair in the hotel room was not about getting money or being paid by Christian Dawkins. It was setting up a pay for play for the Bolshevik kid, you know, he was meeting with the Rice-A-Roni people the whole time. With the setup with the Bolshevik kid of 2020 or whatever or 2019 recruiting class. So if he's in that Vegas room and it has nothing to do with actually the bribing that Christian Dawkins and his co-defendant are on trial for, then there would be no reason to include that because it is outside the purview, really, of what the judge is saying. This is putting you on trial with the coaches that you bribed that are serving time in jail. That
not everybody
guilty.
Else.
Not yeah. the NCAA, how it works with the recruiting.
We're not talking. We don't need to do everything for the NCAA.
Right.
This is about
we're,
this
right.
is more
we're
specific.
Not, you're
right.
not on trial for helping these guys recruit.
Well, Louisville's luck would be it would be played.
Well, yeah, right. It would be accidentally played. Whoops,
I mean,
strike that from
the
record. Too late.
The only difference is the guys you mentioned are head coaches, and these guys are assistant coaches.
But the head coach would be even more.
Oh, that's the one you would want.
You would want
Sean Miller. And you know, Ennis was talking about this as well. Mark Schlabaugh of ESPN was the one that came down hard on. It was Sean Miller trying to buy DeAndre Ayton. It was Sean Miller on FBI wiretaps.
$100,000.
He never gets to be vindicated if he's right.
Yep, ever.
One thing I wrote down is something you alluded to. If you're LSU and you knew, what day did they reinstate him? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Okay.
Okay, it was one of those days, right? It was Tuesday or Wednesday. Why? Why would you reinstate him Tuesday and Wednesday? Other than if his lawyer, after you do the meeting, is to putting pressure on you to do so. So maybe it looks better for today. Like, in other words, today, if it came out that Will Wade's going to have to put his hand on a Bible, after LSU, did you need to reinstate him this week? Because you potentially, in the near future, could have reason to fire him and keep all the
buyout. Well, you reinstate him because of the contract.
You would have to reinstate him anyway.
And then once you get evidence, you simply fire him.
Now, the other thing I wrote down was, the name that we need to know in all of this is Stephen J. Thompson out of Chicago. That's the lawyer.
That's Dawkins' lawyer?
No, that's the lawyer.
Oh, it's Will Wade's lawyer.
Will Wade.
And Sean Miller. Bruce Pearl.
Bingo. And look who's not having to put that hand on the Bible. Will Wade, Sean Miller. Look who got two different contract extensions in the midst of cheating. Two of his assistants, obvious cheaters in this game, Bruce Pearl. 7 years added on to his deal. Shout out to my man, Stephen J. Thompson.
By the way, two things. One, if I ever get caught doing anything, he's my lawyer.
That's the guy.
Sorry, Keith. Keith Pointer, I love you, but this guy, I mean, come on, man. Will Wade's on wiretap, and he's still gainfully employed. Bruce Pearl got a 5-year extension. The other thing,
you don't need to be worrying about your case, and you turn on the Diener Show, and Keith Pointer's giving takes.
That's right. Yes.
I need Stephen J. That's Thompson. Right. Yes. He needs to be in a book somewhere in a library, figuring out a loophole.
That's right. The other thing is maybe we look at the clientele of Stephen Thompson to see if any other coaches are using him as representative.
You're not
because.
Wrong.
Then they might be in that mix with Sean Miller, Bruce Pearl, and Will Wade. He seems to be the go-to guy for guys caught up in NCAA violations or sanctions that may or may not have actually done something that there is actual evidence on them, and they're going to have to find some different ways to navigate a contract and to navigate them being able to still get paid, or in Bruce Pearl's circumstance, getting extended twice. 2-year extension than a 5-year extension for Bruce Pearl. By the way, Jeff Borzello tweets out earlier today, a defense attorney for Christian Dawkins, Steve Haney, not Hank Haney, the former coach of Tiger Woods.
Was Hank Haney happy, upset?
I bet he was happy. I think Hank Haney really cares for Tiger.
Okay.
I think he still really cares. You spend 5 years with somebody that close and you're so dominant in winning majors, you got to feel good for him, right?
Or the other way.
Okay. Defense attorney Steve Haney said in this morning's hearing, quote, "The evidence establishes very clearly that Sean Miller is paying players at Arizona." After the press conference, Haney told reporters, quote, "You'll have to be here to hear the evidence," end quote. So he's planning on at least bringing the evidence out in court, so therefore it would be of public record to Arizona if they were going down the road of firing Sean
Do
Miller.
Do we need to hear it if we have a transcript, a Lachlan McClain transcript
point.
Of
Sometimes
that?
Inflection helps. I'm not sure.
I think it does.
I mean, I'm not sure. But what other evidence do they have if they're not allowed to hear the wiretap or anything like that? I'm not sure. Steve Haney, Hank Haney's brother, says that this morning's hearing, the evidence establishes very clear that Sean Miller is paying players at Arizona. So there you go. There's the latest of what's going on. And I think maybe it's a win for this coaches. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's 50-50. Maybe it's like the Mueller report of I love Trump. Nothing's going on. I hate Trump. He did everything wrong. I have no idea. I'm being pulled in both sides. It's like that. It's like, hey, Will Wade won. Actually, Will Wade might still get hammered in court. Sean Miller won. Well, actually, Sean Miller's probably still paying players. All right. Well, I don't know what to believe. I guess we'll find out. Tune in next week for Jury Duty on Monday.
3:33. Please save that for the mixtape. All that can be
please do that. Yes.
Trimmed. By the way, I don't know about you. I'm sorry. Every tweet time I look down, I'm seeing a tweet about the NFL draft. I'm just an NFL draft.
Are you?
Yeah, Charles Robinson. You know him. He tweets
That's
out,
right.
There's a team with Daniel Jones, the Duke quarterback, who has him as their number one QB on the board. And he goes, and you guys know exactly who that team is. I mean, he's talking about the Giants, is he not?
Yeah.
Oh. Continue the show.
Do I get a Giants Bum jersey when Drew Locke plays for the Giants?
He's too small. He likes hog mollies. That's what Gettleman likes.
Yeah, Eli apparently is the Hulk.
He's 6'5".
Drew Locke is too small. Yeah, but Drew Locke's hair when he's got it
Drew Locke's
looking
hair,
good.
Yeah, that changed
like
everything.
6'4", 6'5".
No one that met with him came away impressed with the hair.
Is that
of Drew
what it
Locke.
Was?
No offense. Yeah,
yeah. Whatever. Do we have the Drew Diener at mentions? Can we play that? We can just change it to Pete Thamel because he tweeted out today the news about them not being compelled to testify says A pretrial hearing in New York City today has concluded that both Arizona coach Sean Miller and LSU's Will Wade do not have to testify in the upcoming federal basketball corruption trial. SDNY spokesman Nicholas Baez confirms this to Yahoo Sports. Can we play that that sounder? We can just change the, when it says Diener, we can all
we'll
just say
scream over top
Pete
of it.
Pete Thamel.
Man, I miss Diener's Twitter account.
I do too.
Especially he's traveling the last couple days. We would have got something.
Doing tennis stuff, right? On. I mean, trying out to be a tennis broadcaster. And
Locke was a little alert. He goes.
Was he really?
Well, he goes the Kentucky tennis. I can't remember what is it. The
KTA.
The Kentucky Tennis Association. You know, they honored Drew last year, the year before, and Drew
right.
didn't even show up for the banquet.
He didn't even get his award. Even show up for his award.
Locke, who had to accept the award like for him, at that point, Locke hadn't won the award.
That's right.
And then Locke ended up winning it.
Because he felt bad.
And then he goes, and then he parlayed it into a gig.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And Drew doesn't even show up. The winner, Drew Diener, who couldn't be with us tonight, but did send us this video. Thanks.
Hey.
Drew Diener.
Great.
Everybody, Drew Diener. So play this sounder.
I don't check my app mentions.
Since he never does it, we'll do it for him. It's time to check
Pete Thamel's
app mentions. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you
love me. Paparazzi. Pete Thamel pretrial hearing in New York City today has concluded that both Arizona coach Sean Miller and LSU's Will Wade do not have to testify in the upcoming federal basketball corruption trial. Tweets coming in from Solemn's Headband says, this is awful for you, Pete. Matt O'Brien, at Coach Matt O'Brien, he coaches fifth grade basketball.
Of course he does.
No obstruction, no collusion. This comes from Linux the Fourth. So y'all are finished dragging Wade's name through the mud now? Okay, got it. This one comes from Petey the Ref. Let's celebrate your lack of ethical journalism tomorrow with the Douglas Hill Swim Club. I'll bring the cold ones. 5 exclamation points.
You skipped one. Erickskin Kiva.
That's right. That was the next
one. Someone's got a strong-ass attorney.
That's right. They do. This one coming in from manningr1969@gmail.com.
Of course.
Probably you, little man. I said 3 weeks ago, when all you haters were bashing Will Wade, that nothing was going to happen to him. So this is where I say, I told you so. Now all you perfect people can go back to your perfect lives. The_Bloom tweets, you are so mad right now. Scoon 100, Will Wade wins again. At Mayday 814, crushing blow to your stories, dude.
That's the best one. That's the best one so far, right there.
Bear Down Skyler says to Pete Thamel, might want to get new sources, smarty pants, because your other ones stink. Got him, Skyler. Got him. Real Matt Castle.
Oh,
nice.
No,
okay. No. This guy's got $50 million given to him and tweeting. Ha, 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 ha. Go suck on that, Mark Schlabaugh.
You see Jack Friel 1, poor Whittle ESPN,
right.
WIDDL, Miller just owned you, bleeps. And then a bunch
right.
of smiley faces.
That's right. At WhoDatFan00089, must be in Louisiana somewhere. Looks
or
like
maybe he's here.
This is from Magic Mike, his burner account. Looks like your crusade attempts against LSU failed again. At this point, you should just... I don't know what those initials stand for, so I'll just skip it and go, because you are a disgrace to journalism. This comes from at Jack92027893. Otherwise known as a Russian bot.
Wait, does Twitter know? Is the thing that Twitter is the most knowledgeable on who and who is not a journalist?
Yes.
Is that that's the thing?
Go
that's
to Twitter. Find
that's the thing that's criticized the most by people who have no idea.
Yes.
Nor do I what it
right.
means to be in real journalism.
Did you ever right. see like there was a tweet where it was somebody saying, "I don't believe in climate change. It's not real, and you're making it up." And they were replying to somebody, and they're like, "What do you even know about this stuff?" Oh, you know, just a. climate scientist. What do I know?
What do you know? At Jack920-27893. What you and your comrades did to Will Wade is inexcusable. Let me guess. You've already reached out and offered an apology? Question mark.
Did Pat 40 or Forday, as Billy Reid says, did Pat 40 tweet at all today?
I have no idea.
Okay, we may need to look at that because,
do we need to check Pat 4Day's?
Well, I think Pat 4Day needs to be checked.
This is how dumb sycophant fans are, you know, mainly for Tiger Woods, and then just if your school is caught in the crosshairs of the NCAA.
How good would it feel?
You just blindly defend them no matter what.
If you're Will Wade, you go look at this stuff, don't you? And you're like, you know.
Yeah.
At Jackman9669, you know, whatever. Yep. Thinks that I'm an awesome. I got someone behind me who thinks that I'm a great person.
That's exactly right.
That I'm a great coach, and I can do whatever I want. Now, Pat 40 hasn't tweeted much today.
Let's see.
He retweeted the Pete Thamel, but he doesn't have anything.
Yeah, he's got one.
Oh, does he?
Let's see. This comes from at Big Easy Tiger.
Oh,
it's so spelled close. Spelled E A S Y though. At Big Easy Tiger, Pat.
Bayou Easy?
That's right. Do you now feel any remorse for the role you played in leaking the alleged transcript of Wade's call? It unnecessarily and absolutely wrecked a dream college basketball season.
I think Florida wrecked the dream basketball season, just saying.
Andy C. Houston replies, no, he doesn't feel bad. He got clicks and follows. What the media's turned into, what a disgrace. He's fake news 40.
Yes, yes.
He follows up with another tweet. There should be repercussions to news media that do things like this on Twitter or anywhere else for that matter. Then hung Will Wade before process was ever taken. Shame on you.
Fake news 40. He's heard that how many times?
Probably a lot.
In the last two years? In the last 2 years. I mean, obviously, because never uttered the phrase fake news before 2 years ago or so.
By the way, this is great. This comes from your boy, Andy C. Houston. Okay.
Oh,
so we'll get to Andy C. Houston's tweet, but this is in a conversation. We got to get down to it. At Walking Bully says, I still cannot believe LSU reinstated him. So incredibly dumb. We'll just say something word reptile says why question mark at Walking Bully says because he's on tape admitting that cheating offers were made to players. And your boy at Andy C. Houston steps in and says, no, he was on tape saying strong offer. A scholarship is a strong offer. Maybe
the guy means it, though, man. The guy means it. He means it.
Oh, these people are so seriously, people are so.
We all know people that do this. Kentucky fans, Louisville fans, Missouri got in trouble. You know people in the Missouri
and they're dumb.
The Tiger community that did
this. Don't list Missouri as places with fans.
And they're dumb. Last one. At Anjuna 31. Hope you keep printing that trash you call journalism. Will Wade is a good man. He did not deserve to have his team ripped away from him during the most important time of the year. You're a complete bleep face.
Does 40 check these?
I don't know. We just checked them for him if he did not.
Listen, I don't want to tell you guys how to do your job.
They should just retweet every single one of those.
Nick Saban is a better man than you are.
If you could get Pat 40 to read some of these, that would make the segment better.
God, that would be.
I mean, he would have to play along and diving into those mentions, I don't know.
Man.
I don't know if Pat 40 looks at his mentions. I really don't know.
But at this point, for Pat 40, it's probably water off a duck's back with all the stuff he's heard before.
So. Oh, yeah.
It's also amazing, and I know we're preaching to the choir here, but all of these people bashing them for actually reporting the facts. This is what they reported. They reported that they're being subpoenaed. They reported what the defense released as to why there was a subpoena. They reported the transcript of the wiretap that was released. They then reported they don't have to testify. And it's you guys are fake news and fake journalism. As we've said before, fake news is just news you disagree with and you don't like. That's all it is. All right, 437-9680.
How are you going to transition that?
Text line. It's a great question.
I got a take.
Really, please.
I got a take to all of this that needs to be just brought up.
Good.
the new AD from Texas A&M now goes to LSU, introduced today.
Woodward.
And I love it because he gave those massive deals and then leaves, of course, all guaranteed money to Jimbo Fisher. But the question I have, well, there's a couple things. Jimbo Fisher,
Williams,
I believe, doesn't have a buyout either. Like, he's got the greatest deal. So I got an LSU buddy who's already got the theory that maybe after a year, you're going to see Jimbo Fisher go back home to LSU. That's something that could happen, which brought up, you know, Orgeron, because he cares about football. And so, it's a two-parter. Number one, if you're this AD, how do you view Will Wade? Like, to me, if I'm hiring an AD, it is, what do you think of Ed Orgeron? And, I mean, obviously, and then what do you do with the Will Wade thing? Because it opens up the athletic department for the NCAA to sniff around. This is something that you've talked about as it pertains to Louisville. So does this new AD like Will Wade, dislike Will Wade? You know, how is he going to handle this? Do you getting an AD, it's convenient, but getting an AD makes it, I would imagine, easier if you wanted to still move away from Will Wade or if something comes out in the next couple weeks. That's number one. And then number two, and this is a summer topic, but Ed Orgeron is 9-4. Maybe occasional 10-3 season, and adding the bowl game. That is what he is. Mm-hmm. To think that Ed Orgeron is not only going to out-scheme Nick Saban, but a bunch of other coaches and win a national title, to me, is a farce. And I like Ed Orgeron.
You need
him on your staff. You need him offensive line, rah-rah, recruiting, not head coach. That is my opinion.
Coach together in the same athletic department and you cheat together.
There you go.
Will deserves the benefits of the doubt.
If Jimbo Fisher isn't the guy there, is Jeff Brohm waiting around for Alabama, or is LSU good enough?
There it is.
Because him and Saban are boys. Contention is he's waiting around for Alabama. Go make $5.2 million at Purdue and jump to Alabama.
Alabama's going to go get Dabo.
Satterfield?
That's right. That's Lombardi. Satterfield is going to be so good over the next few years, or however long until Nick Saban steps down and says he's no longer robotic enough that his wires cannot, connect to the degree that they used to. His motherboard is now being obsolete, and he finally decides he's no longer going to be coaching. At that point, Satterfield is in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I'm looking at, hang on just a second. You mean Dabo, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Nope, Satterfield's going to be in the mix.
He's 67 is Saban. So, I mean, he's still got, you imagine like 4 or 5 more years at least into it. I would imagine that would be the case. Like, he's a guy that, like, what else is he going to do? So, yeah. I agree with the Dabo thing, but I'm just saying if you don't like Ed Orgeron after like a year.
Oh, I think it makes it so much easier with the new AD that if anything comes out next week, that Will Wade's fired. Honestly,
but I guess
do.
I'm wondering, what does the AD think about Will Wade and what's going on?
Well, see, I don't know. That has to be them meeting and talking.
If you don't trust Oliva and you get rid of, and you're like, we need to handle this better, would Oliva be able to fire his guys? Ed Orgeron.
Right.
We brought that up with Bobby Petrino and Tom Jurich.
The question
Tom Jurich wouldn't have fired Bobby.
We think. I believe he wouldn't have fired Bobby.
I think he gives him one more year.
Drew believed he would have fired Bobby. Or somebody that Drew says was close to
the situation
said that the reason he would have fired Bobby is because he would have gladly told everybody about the buyout and how he would just pay it and write him a check because they're so flush with money. And it's like, no, we can pay for anything. We'll buy this guy out. That's fine. We're printing money over here, which they might have been. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right. Well.
They might have actually had a different room that actually just printed money. There was the guy that stood outside with the T-shirt that had the coin with Tom Church's face on it. So maybe that was
that guy emailed me. Nice guy.
Really?
Yeah, he emailed me. Yeah. Oh, I forget his name. It was Kevin.
Yeah.
I think it's
Kevin.
There's
plenty of nice people with terrible sports opinions. I mean, there's plenty of really nice people.
ESPN Louisville.
Lachlan, off the air. Lachlan is a really nice guy. He's a really nice fella. Lachlan driving around with his UVA car flag.
He goes to me. He goes. I got worried that maybe I was parking at these places and someone might attack my car. And I go, I don't think anyone is I don't think anyone is, you know, they would attack, they would attack your car because you have this vanity plate.
That's right.
Because that UVA. They would know it's your car, not just some random dope's right. car who's a Virginia fan.
Because you've said on the air that your vanity plate is UVA.
Yeah. Like, and if you didn't, Jason just said it.
Well, no, he said it like how many times?
We've talked about
it. Yeah,
I've tweeted it, but then you also reiterated it, you know, in drive time.
I think if people actually UVA? Saw his car UVA. And didn't know it was his, they would just take pictures of it. They're like, why is there a Virginia fan out here?
Again, that vanity plate is UVA, and there is a flag on, I believe, the left side of the car.
Yes.
Waving proudly.
That's right. Waving proudly for a team that would rather have Nick Richards starting at center than Jack Salt.
He left before me at Sternberg, and so I saw it, and I had to get my phone out of my pocket to take a picture. And Locke's a crazy driver, so I didn't think I was going to have a chance before he turned right and left the premises. But right before he turned, I snapped that picture.
I assume someone's a crazy driver when their entire life's motto is "Don't drive slowly in the left lane." I assume somebody is going to be
not
the.
It's not a terrible motto.
Move! Screaming at somebody as they drive by, you know. Screaming at the clouds and they're mad, yelling in the car as if the person could actually hear you in their car. Like, I promise you, they're not going to be able to hear you.
Well,
guys.
He honked at a guy when we were doing remotes up Holy Smokes Barbecue. He honked at a guy and
did that guy follow him into the parking lot?
No, I think the guy tried to throw. I'm pretty sure the guy tried to throw a 2-liter at his car. And Locke had to like speed away because Locke gave him the finger, and then they kind of came down to where they stopped, and Locke just. Barreled on through, and the guy was going to throw a 2-liter, I think.
Once that guy used Radio XL, he gets a 2-topping extra-large pizza, a 2-liter. $14 at Papa John's, he can do that. I spent a little bit of time on the phone today with our bank here, as we had a fraud alert. And
This is the company credit card.
The company credit card, a fraud report for inmatesales.com. Which is a website that sells calling cards so that you can call inmates. And somebody, I don't know who, had a charge of $103 for a calling card so that they can make phone calls to an inmate. And the first thing we thought of, okay, did somebody around here steal the credit card and then purchase that? Because then we got to find them and then fire them. Turns out that that's not what happened. But my first thought, unfortunately, was process.
Yeah,
I was like, well, he's a Philly guy, so
my first thought was Nicky V.
Yeah, Nick really? Was close to the top of the list. Yeah,
no, Process was the first guy I thought of.
Here's why Nick's near the top of the list.
Okay,
Nick used the company credit card,
but
though.
He wouldn't steal, but he would borrow it and say, "I'll pay back."
That's right.
I'll get you back. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm gonna go cover something. Out of town, and I won't put gas in my car. And now we're square.
Nick has a kind heart, though. What would happen is he'd be hustled. Someone would say, my father's in jail, my brother's in jail. The only way I can talk to him is through these dopey credit cards. Give me the number. I'll have the money. And the only number he had in his head or card happened to be our Union Broadcasting Company card. I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
He thought it was his credit card, and he gave him the wrong credit card. I've done that before, and then I had to call the business office, and I swipe it at Walmart, like, oh, no!
Oh, boy.
Then I call him, like, look, here's the charge that's on there. Just, doc, I've got, expense report coming up. I'll just, leave whatever receipt off, even if it's not, 50-50 or, matching the 100, whatever.
I didn't use a credit card. I went to go to Guitar Center to get the cords.
So some instruments
so
for
you. Could, well, no. So I got.
Oh,
I got
so a, we could connect to the
I,
ISDN.
I got a snare drum and the one piece that we needed so you could connect at the Final Four.
Got a snare and a cord. That's what you got there.
I wish you could have been on the other side. Because I've been on the side where you get to the Final Four and cannot connect. And I know that side. And it's a terrible side to be on.
I'm on the swimming side. I'm on the out here just drowning and not knowing what's going on back there. I don't have the view. I don't have the audio. But I'm planning interviews here. We got a show that starts in an hour. And I've got all these guests lined up. And who knows if we're even going to be on the air or not.
So here's what. Back here, I'm like
that was
under.
2 weeks ago.
I'm under the table. It's not as dirty under the table, the producer table. But that room stinks. And so I got Nick's butt right near my face. I'm under the table, and we're trying to figure this out. And so when I ran out of here, but the whole time we were trying to figure it out, there were just producers and people on their cell phones not doing anything, bumping into me. And I go, everyone, get out of here. I go, Braden, Cooper, get out of here. I said, everyone, go sit.
I appreciate that.
Go sit in that other room. But we got to figure this out. By the way, Nick just texted me. And I think he meant to say pops.
He
said totes. No, T-O-T-E-S. I think he was probably texting and driving. He said, totes got scammed in New York on something like that. I owed Jamie $100. Almost did something on his card. So I don't know.
I remember the story. It was him. He's trying to say totally I got scammed, but okay. He's just saying in a weird way. He did get scammed.
Nick got scammed in New York. Yes, he did. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah, you know what? Good.
It was a Google Play card scheme.
Tech says it would have been Coop for a tip on a 4-star kid that he needed to call the guy. But the guy's name, how about this? The guy that used the credit card, he got the calling card. His name was Mark Wolfson.
It's a great name.
But he gave him all of my information here at ESPN Louisville.
Nice.
You look like
a Mark Wolfson, by the way.
And my email, but it wasn't actually my email. It was like jasonanderson@espn.com.
He guessed it wrong.
Yeah. But it was like, Mark Wolfson is like, yeah, my email, Jason Anderson. And it's like, well, I thought you were Mark. Don't worry about that, all right? I got access to the card. How would I have access to the card if he didn't give me access to the card?
Boy. That's a fantastic. Oh,
text from Nick. I'm dropping off my pee at the lab. Wish me luck.
That's the end of the hour right there. Should have said another word.
That's the smartest thing he's ever done. You know why?
Why?
Because tomorrow's 420. You take the test today. Let me schedule that test. Is the 19th available? Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com. You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.